wonderful singing. You may be seated. You may be seated. A couple of verses in Matthew 5, verse 11-12. We're back in the Beatitudes here again, Matthew 5, where we have another blessed. Blessed or happy. Holy happy. Happy in holiness are ye, when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely, for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. We come to worship God today as martyrs, wanting to be witnesses for the Lord. And no doubt as we do so, we will find that they are those who speak evil falsely. And we need to rejoice that this is a part of our witness-bearing and cross-bearing for the Lord, and that we should count ourselves blessed, happy, and that we should rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Much of our message today is going to be on heaven, and we hear is one of the rewards that we will enjoy in glory as we take a beating. As we take the slagging for the Lord, we will reap a reward in heaven. Let's unite in reciting these two verses, 11 and 12. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely, for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Amen. May the Lord indeed come and minister to our heart. Let's unite in prayer and we'll look to the Lord together. Father, we thank thee for the gathering of your people here this morning. Thank you for this wonderful hymn that we could sing of thy mercies to us, and of this promise and assurance that when all men speak evil or falsely for your sake, then we're blessed. Lord, help us to take it in. We confess that we don't like reproach. We don't like the world's attitude. We confess, Lord, that the flesh and our pride would seek other ways. But, oh Lord, we come as your children, and we do desire to be witnesses for thee. And, Lord, we rejoice today that there is a reward for bearing the scourge and the offscouring of the world. And Lord, I pray that you will make us to be happy even in the witness bearing for Christ in our day and generation. Thank you for the privilege of coming to worship thee here this morning, the freedom that we have in our land, the liberty that we have in telling forth the good news that Jesus saves. And we pray for your blessing upon our gathering here. We ask for your presence to be very real. Lord, we know that everything else is just a trapping. Lord, we need your presence here. We need you to sit amongst us, and we need you to speak to us. We need you to come and minister to our hearts one-on-one. Take a real dealing with our hearts. Examine our hearts. Cause us to see our wicked ways. Give us repentance of all sin. And give us faith in the blood of the Lamb. Give us a confidence in the work of the cross and in what was accomplished by one man, Christ Jesus, offering up himself on that tree, enduring the shame and bearing the wrath of God in his own body, being a curse for us who knew no curse, who earned a righteousness by his living and dying for us. Lord, I pray today that you'll fill us full of faith of the wonders of the gospel. I pray that you'll deal with our doubts, deal with our unbelief. Oh God, we live in a world of unbelief. We live in a world of mockers who ridicule the very name of Jesus. We pray today that the one whom we love, though having not seen, will minister to us, that our hearts will burn within us while the Savior talks with us today. Lord, we would ask thee to open the scriptures to us. Give us a heart understanding of the things of God. Take away all ambiguity. Take away all confusion. Give us a clear mind and a right understanding of divine truth. And especially as we think of heaven today, Lord, we confess that we know so little of the glory that we shall one day enter into. Thank you for what you've revealed in your word. Thank you for the promises that we have, that we shall for all eternity live with God in exceeding joy. Lord, I pray that you will help us to take it in, what it means to go to heaven, what it means to live with God for eternity. And I pray that you would be pleased to minister to us today and make us a happy people in your presence. Lord, lift us out of any depression or gloom. Give us joy in our souls as we sing these hymns of praise. Give us a holy happiness that we may magnify the one who has redeemed us and bought us with his own blood. We pray that you'll comfort those that are in trouble, those that feel the trials of each day. Lord, lift the burden. We know you care. We know that you succor and draw near to help. And so minister to us. Make this church service a time of a little heaven on earth to us, when we will see something of thy glory and thy beauty. O minister to us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Another hymn, number 270. 270. Wonderful grace of Jesus, greater than all my sin. How shall my tongue describe it? Where shall its praise begin? 270. Let's stand as we sing now and lift up our voice. Between these stanzas, or we're going to lose our volume in verse 2. Wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching to all the lost. Thank you to turn to the book of Jude today. Jude is that little porch before the book of Revelation. And it is that preparation for the ministry of the saints in heaven. Revelation, or the book of Jude, and we'll begin at verse 20. Jude, verse 20. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life, and of some having compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted with the flesh, or by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. As I read these verses in the book of Jude, in these closing few verses, there were three things that jumped out at me. Number one, will we ever get there? And secondly, how shall we arrive? And thirdly, what shall it be like when we do get there? Now I'm speaking, of course, of that great statement of Jude, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Now every Christian wrestles with these questions. How shall we get there? How shall we arrive? And what will it be like when we get to heaven? That's why we came to Christ. That's why we wanted to become a Christian, that we might be saved for heaven. And of course, it's the final goal of the believer in Christ to get to heaven. Now, in our salvation, we need to think of that golden chain. Justification is our deliverance from the penalty of sin. Our sanctification is our deliverance from the presence of sin or its power in our lives. And then our glorification is our deliverance from a world where we are dwelling in sin to a world where there is absolutely no sin. And heaven becomes our final destination. It is the future, enduring life of every believer in the Lord Jesus. If we feel that, then everything else is a failure. Talking about the cross, talking about redemption, talking about salvation, witnessing the gospel, building churches, all of that is absolutely vanity if we do not one day reach heaven and enjoy its promised glories. And hence I note with great comfort to my soul that the Lord will undertake. We're told here that he will undertake for me in this life. Unto him that is able to keep you from falling. And so he's going to be with us all the way of our earthly journey right to the end. And then he will be with us because he will present us faultless. He's going to be the one who undertakes the arrival into glory and that introduction, if you will, of our soul into the presence of the eternal God, who shall present you faultless before the presence of his glory. Now, in the final pages of John Bunyan's book, The Pilgrim's Progress, which is the story of Christian and hopeful as they arrive at the gates of heaven, they have gone down through the waters of death, and they have come up at the other side, where they are met by two shining ones, or angels, who welcome them, and they escort them along the hill to the New Jerusalem. Along that way, they are meted and greeted by a company of white, bright, shining angels, who again lead them to the gate of the New Jerusalem, and they shout for the gate to open. And it is then that the King appears, and Christian and hopeful in a moment are transfigured, and they receive new, beautiful bodies. Now, Bunyan's expression, Bunyan's description is an absolute classic. And those words I have summarized, but I want to read for you John Bunyan's description of Christian and hopeful going through the waters of death, climbing up the hill of Jerusalem, the New Jerusalem, coming to the gate and being welcomed into heaven. The talk they had with the Shining Ones was about the glory of the place, who told them that the beauty and glory of it was inexpressible. There, said they, is Mount Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem, the innumerable company of angels and the spirits of just men made perfect. You are going now, said they, to the paradise of God, wherein you shall see the tree of life and eat of the never-fading fruits thereof. And when you come there, you shall have white robes given you, and your walk and talk shall be every day with the King, even all the days of eternity. There you shall not see again such things as you saw when you were in the lower region upon earth, to wit, sorrow, sickness, affliction, and death. For the former things have passed away. You are going now to Abram, to Isaac, to Jacob, and to the prophets, men that God hath taken away from the evil to come, and that are now resting upon their beds, each one walking in righteousness. The men then asked, what must we do in the holy place? To whom it was answered, you must there receive the comfort of all your toil, and have joy for all your sorrow. You must reap what you have sown, even the fruit of all your prayers and tears and sufferings for the King by the way. In that place you must wear crowns of gold and enjoy the perpetual sight and vision of the Holy One. For there you shall see him as he is. There also you shall serve him continually with praise, with shouting and thanksgiving, whom you desired to serve in the world, though with much difficulty, because of the infirmity of your flesh. There your eyes shall be delighted with seeing, and your ears with hearing, the pleasant voice of the Mighty One. There you shall enjoy your friends again, that are gone thither before you. And there you shall with joy receive even everyone that follows into the holy place after you. There also you shall be clothed with glory and majesty, and put into an equipage fit to ride out with the King of glory, when he shall come with sound of trumpet in the clouds, as upon the wings of the wind. You shall come with him, and when he shall sit upon the throne of judgment, you shall sit by him. Yea, and when he shall pass sentence upon all the workers of iniquity, let them be angels or men, you also shall have a voice in that judgment, because they were his and your enemies. Also, when he shall again return to the city, you shall go too with sound of trumpet and be ever with him. I think that is the best description I have ever read of the entrance of a Christian into the presence of the King. Jude, in his little epistle, and in the final part of verse 24, says that the Lord will present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Now, there are three parts to the believer's joys in heaven that require our study. There will be inexpressible joy in the glory of God. He will present you faultless before the presence of his glory. That's the first area to rejoice in, that we will be basking in the glory of God. Secondly, there is the inexpressible joy of the glory of Christ. And thirdly, the inexpressible joy of the shining saints. Now, we're not going to look at all of that today, just the first one. The inexpressible joy of enjoying the glory of God. I want to speak to you then about the person that makes heaven to be heaven. We need to go no further in the Bible than our text to see this truth expressed for us here. Christ, we are told here by Jude, this little epistle, verse 24, will present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Now that presenting means directly in front of. You will have a front row seat to enjoy the brilliance, the wonder, the splendor, the glory of the Father. Heaven is described by the Lord Jesus as entering into the joy of the Lord. And the psalmist tells us that at God's right hand there are joys forevermore. And so heaven is a place of unspeakable gladness. There is no sorrow, no sickness, no turmoil, no trouble. It is a place of endless joys. And the chief reason is that God himself dwells in the happiness of his holiness. Did we get that? The chief reason why heaven will be a happy place for Christians is that God himself dwells in the happiness of his holiness. And if only here in this side of heaven we could grasp a little of the wonder and the glory of the infinite extent of God's holiness and happiness, we would begin to understand why heaven is a place of exceeding joy for all who enter there. Now, this glory of God really are his essential perfections. Theologians call them the attributes of God, the characteristics of God. And every one of them are perfect. There's no flaw, there's no negative, there's no flip side to these wonders about the glory of God. We will see these things, and we will see this glory for ourselves. In Revelation 22:4, it says, "And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads." So heaven is going to be a place where we will enter into, share in, enjoy full participation in that essential, glorious nature, the holy happiness of the living God. Heaven is God manifest to his people. And the saints are going to behold the Father's face. And this is something that surely we learn over and over again in the Bible, that we will see him and that we will praise the one and we shall be like him. It will be transforming. Now, I know this is fully impossible for us to grasp this side of heaven, but the Bible teaches us, 1 John 3:2, that we shall see him as he is, and we shall be like him. Our enjoyment of God in this church service depends very much upon our attitude and our preparation for it. If you've come to church for the very first time, you've never been in church in your life before, it's going to be a difficult thing for you to grasp the God whom we worship. If you know your Bible and you have memorized Bible verses and catechism answers questions about what is God, God is a spirit, eternal, unchangeable, immutable. If you understand something in your heart and mind about the nature of God, then you know what this worship service is about. Then think of heaven. When we are transformed, our soul are made spiritually pure, our bodies are transformed into the very image and the beauty of our God and our Redeemer. If you've been blessed through this message today and would like to hear the full sermon, you can go to our website and there download from our sermons, www.cloverdalefpc.ca, or you can request a full CD. The announcements are coming up soon. That's CloverdaleFPC.ca. This is Pastor Ian Gallagher. May the Lord bless you on this Lord's Day with His own word and His grace. This church radio service comes to you from our Free Presbyterian Church here in Cloverdale. We trust you enjoy the hymns of praise and the preaching of God's word. We pray you will know the Lord's blessing today and in the week to come. Please join us on your radio each Sunday at this time to worship the Lord with us. Our Sunday morning service here in our church in Cloverdale is commencing right now. If you live in the area, we would love to have you along for our services 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. If you're unable to attend, we invite you to join us by webcast. If you have access to the internet, you can join us right now at this time by computer. To view our morning service, go to www.cloverdalefpc.ca. Click the Live Now button. Better still, why don't you come along to join our church Sunday services, 10:30 and 6 p.m. We would love to have you worship with us here in our church. If I can be of any pastoral help in the week to come, please call me at 604-576-1091. Let us know you're listening, and as the Lord enables, please become a supporter of our radio church service. Our church address is 18790 58 Avenue, Surrey, BC, V3S 1M6. And the website for all the information on our radio ministry and our church is www.cloverdalefpc.ca. Through the week, you can join us on this station at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. It's our privilege to preach the Lord's Word week by week, day by day. Thank you for being a part of our Let the Bible Speak program from the Free Presbyterian Church here in Cloverdale.